leaves are green. The sun's as warm as a baked potato. I think I know precisely what I mean when I say it's a spectacle day. As I ride with my girl, she's my best friend in the whole world.
And welcome back again. You're listening to Breakthrough Entertainment Live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac, alongside Joseph J. Trish is now in studio, and Eric Reinert. And this is a great song by Peter Paul and Mary, 1962.
You know, the sky is as warm as a baked potato out there. It's a spadonkle day.
Oh, it's not that one then.
It's a spadonkle day from Cannibal, the musical. Did you know they made
that.
A movie about a musical about cannibals, Dave?
I never knew that.
I thought that was Sweeney Todd.
No, what? No,
Sweeney
well, there's
Todd.
Another one. We're going to hear from that.
Okay.
But Cannibal the Musical from the gentleman who brought us South Park.
South Park. I've seen that show. But speaking not of South Park, we have a special guest right now, Ron May, a founding artistic director for Stray Cat and director for the new show with the Arizona Theater Company, Sex with Strangers. Ron, welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Hey, thank you so much for calling in. We're real excited. We have not seen the show yet, but guess what? We are going to see it tonight. It's at the Herberger Theater, I believe, 8 p.m. Is that correct?
Yep, we're in Stage West over at the Herberger.
That's going to be exciting. So tell us a little bit about the show. It sounds fascinating. We're going to review it for next week because, like I said, we haven't seen it yet. But it sounds hilarious. It sounds insightful. It sounds really modern with all the social media going on. Why don't you describe it a bit?
The show is about two strangers who wind up meeting in a writer's retreat. It's basically a cabin that's up in Michigan. And they meet, and they have never, obviously they've never met before, but the guy that shows up, it turns out, knows all sorts of things about the woman before they've even met, because there's all sorts of information available online. And it turns out she goes to Google him at the end of the first act and finds out all sorts of things about him. So the show basically, it's how you deal with a relationship when your social media presence may have all sorts of information about you that you don't necessarily want people knowing.
So it's interesting that, you know, in today's age and technology, these things probably really happen. I mean, you could get to know people way before you get to know people.
It's called cyberstalking.
Cyberstalking. Yeah, I guess
yep.
It could be. Wow. So is that, I guess that's the theme of this whole play then, is to, is it sort of a warning or is it sort of just the truth of what's happening?
I definitely think it's the truth of what's happening. And it's sort of begs the question of what's the difference between meeting someone now online versus what if you were to go to a bar, you know, back in whatever day. I mean, you could still do this, but if you're just going out to a bar and you meet someone in person without knowing anything that they've put out into the world social media wise, the Ashley Madison thing that recently happened, that's the kind of thing that, I mean, if any of those guys in the future, if you know, that's sort of a scarlet letter they're going to have on their name forever, no matter what. So,
I mean, I agree with you. That was an amazing, unfortunate thing. Well, I don't know if it's unfortunate or fortunate. Maybe expose people that shouldn't be doing what they're doing anyway.
Yeah.
You know, so I agree. And, you know, I just think, you know, there's probably good and bad with everything. When technology comes, there's good, there's the bad side too. But maybe the bad side of dating with technology, you know, all this information about you, is maybe you prejudge someone without really meeting them. And maybe if you met them without facts that you just interpret as bad, maybe it could have worked out. What do you think?
There's the play sort of brings all that into question. Because there is so much, you can, there's a sort of narrative that you put out there in your social media that someone might expect a certain person when you're face to face with them. And if you either can't live up to that, or you don't live up to that, or you wind up putting something out there that is questionable or something that someone wouldn't expect if they're talking to you face to face, the question sort of becomes, who's the real person? Is it the person that's online and that sort of persona that you've got out there, or is the person that's in the room with you face to face?
Yeah, well, and also what I think a lot of people don't understand, you know, like they'll go on, you know, Match.com or, you know, eHarmony or some of these other dating websites, and people post their profile, what they're looking for, those types of things. But, you know, most of us that are kind of savvy will tend to look and Google people's names and things like that. But what you have to remember when you do that is anybody can post anything on the internet. It doesn't have to be fact. So you get an angry ex-girlfriend, an angry ex-husband, somebody who just has a bone to pick with you, and they can post a lot of harmful, hurtful stuff about you.
Yep.
And so somebody who doesn't know you Googles your name, they see that. I mean, this affects businesses, everything. But it's interesting with your show, of course, to be having it with these people. Now, was he intentionally cyberstalking her? Or he found out they were going to be there, or did he actually know she goes there and decided to go there too?
They're both writers. They both want to become, she's basically not a failed writer, but she hasn't done as well as she could have. He has enjoyed all sorts of celebrity because he's written a couple of books that were based on a blog that he had been writing called Sex with Strangers, where he was having sex with girls every week. And then writing about the escapade. He's sort of based on Tucker Max, that guy that he basically did the same thing and got all sorts of... He also had a best-selling book. so it's he went after her because he really, really is someone that he admired. So meeting her, it's the kind of thing of, so I really am a writer. I really am into you, but please don't look at what I've done in the past. You know, don't read these books and think, oh, this is me.
Yeah. Well, you know, a lot of people have a public persona or even writers. I mean, a lot of people used to use pen names, pseudonyms, whatever, in order to be able to do their craft and not be judged by it, that's them personally.
Right.
Wow.
Yep.
So I just recently moved to Arizona. So I'm a transplant, but I am excited about a lot of the things, the stage productions that you guys have been putting on. Now, this is only 2 weekends here in the Phoenix area.
Well, 2 weeks,
it's a,
right?
Or 2 weeks, because it's a traveling
we're actually, in
show,
Phoenix,
right?
We're doing 3 weekends. We run until October 11th.
Oh, perfect. Oh, wonderful. Okay, and opening night is tonight. Excellent. So we're going to be there opening night, and then we will come back and report to all of our listeners next weekend in the morning, Saturday morning. And then hopefully, even without hearing our review, I've seen another show that your company put on. Was that the Romeo and Juliet show?
Yeah.
Right? Yes.
Yeah, we did Romeo and Juliet last year.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that was the first show I saw of your company, and they did an excellent job. So if you guys want to get out and enjoy some theater time, it just sounds really wonderful. So what brought this, what made you decide to bring this as a production here to Phoenix?
David Ira actually had been looking at the script with Arizona Theater Company. My company, Stray Cat Theater, we tend to do more indie productions. I basically explain it like if you go to AMC, you're going to see movies that are more wide released. And if you kind of go to the Camel View up at Scottsdale, you're going to see more indie films. Mm-hmm. Stray Cat Theater sort of specializes in indie kind of thing. Sex with Strangers was a play that was a huge hit in New York. David had been looking at it. I had been looking at it. And he had been looking for a really good opportunity for Arizona Theater Company to reach out to the community and work with other smaller theaters. So we lucked out. He reached out to us. And so we're putting it together. It's the kind of thing that it's not because of the production values of the show. It's something that Stray Cat on our own probably couldn't have pulled off with our resources. And it's subject matter wise, probably not something that Arizona Theater Company's crowd would expect. So it's kind of a bonus for both of our audiences that they're going to get something that they don't normally get to see.
Which is awesome. And why don't you talk a little bit about the actors tonight?
The actors, they're both local. Tyler Eglin, he's an ASU graduate. He works over at the Arizona Science Center. Some people might have recognized, they might recognize him. He does science segments on Fox 10 every now and then. And he's just, he's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. He's worked with Stray Cat several times before. And Heather Lee Harper is also a local actress, another graduate from ASU. She moved to New York for a while, and we're just fortunate that we have her back in the Valley. she was actually in Romeo and Juliet.
I was going to say, I recognize her name.
Yeah.
I recognize her name. Excellent. And, you know, we like to go to New York periodically, but a lot of times I won't necessarily research what's going on there. I'll just go and ask people, you know, like, what do you think of this? And I'll just go for standby tickets or whatever I need to do if it's a sold out show. But we've seen some real gems that aren't necessarily on the tourist, you know, menu for Broadway, some off Broadways and other shows. And we just love it. But I think it's awesome that you guys are bringing a you know, that kind of a verve here to Phoenix.
Yeah, it's an exciting show to be bringing out here, for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to suspect it's going to do well. The name alone is sort of intriguing, and it's what's happening, I guess, these days with the modern times of technology. So what's your anticipation?
We're certainly hoping that it does well. I mean, I'm biased, so I think the play is really incredible. Laura Eason is she's an Emmy Award-winning writer. She writes for House of Cards. And she's written something that is really special and sort of goes, there's so many plays and movies and everything that have been written about relationships, but this one really sort of touches a nerve that is so contemporary and so honest and so true. And yet really, really, it's super funny at the same time.
Yeah, I can imagine. I'm really looking forward to it. Of course, that's tonight, opening night at the Herberger. 8 p.m. actually. And then, of course, you have all the way through October 11th, and that's a Sunday at 2 p.m. So it looks like basically Saturday, Sunday, Thursday and Friday. And so Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, you're off pretty much.
Yeah, it's Thursday through Sunday.
Yeah, so that's pretty cool. I really hope this sells out, because I think it's going to be an eye opener. And you know, it's probably just not a play for entertainment, but I bet there's going to be lessons in here, and I think there's going to be things that maybe people haven't thought about, and they might be a little more cautious in their social media dating.
I think so. Yeah, I think you also. It'll give you a lot to chew on, for sure.
I can't wait. Well, Ron, thank you so much for being on our show today, and hopefully you'll be there tonight, I'm sure, right?
Yes, I will be there. I'll be the one pacing around.
Yeah, and hopefully we can maybe we can grab a few words with you, and that'll be good, because we'll definitely be there. Ron May, the founding artistic director for Stray Cat and the director for Sex with Strangers tonight. Herberger, be there. Ron May, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You're more than welcome. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Sounds like it.
Dave's always wanted to have sex with strangers.
I know.
Now it's on stage.
They're going to ask me audience participation.
Oh, that's nice. What you were trying to do.
That's why I'm exercising to get my arms up high.
You were angling for that. That's why you were telling
me. And I'm an angler.
I was just laughing in the middle of the segment because you were saying, I think that that's what's going on with modern times. And all. You just sounded like such an ancient individual.
I am ancient. Yeah, are you
just
kidding me?
Be careful how you phrase that. Because, I mean, it's just like, you know, these things happen. You know, it's just, I don't know.
I know. I'm just getting into the Facebook stuff.
Well, you know, it's a little bit weird.
It's been, you know, not in relationships per se, but actually people have lost their jobs over what they posted on Facebook.
Well, yeah.
Like the teacher that was like taking pictures of herself in lingerie and posting. I'm sorry, but that is her private site.
Ooh.
But still, and a, you know, fire person that was posing.
I know Greg and I always make fun of the situation where the teachers are, you know, like that. I'm thinking, well, if that was your teacher, I don't know. Whatever.
Oh,
I don't want to get in trouble.
Oh my gosh! My son, when he was a senior, it was his English teacher. He was 18. She was 21.
Oh.
I will tell you
what happened.
She was beautiful. She was hot, and she was very nice though. But all the boys that were in her class fell in love with her, and all the ones that were graduating, she must have had at least 10 or 15 of them go up and say, now that I'm not your student, can I ask you out?
Really? Ooh. And did she go out?
No, no. She said she would never, ever date somebody who had ever been her
student.
A
woman with integrity, right, Joseph?
Present.
Yeah, imagine that.
But that's unfortunate for some of the kids.
Probably.
No, I'm kidding.
Well,
that's sad.
And then also, Dave, you mentioned how you're hoping that you have some words with him, you know, during the...
Oh, I thought he was hoping for the sex with strangers.
Well, he was hoping for that, but when he was on the air still with him, he says that he was hoping that he could have, you know, talk to him. You know, Trisha, we've got to get Dave this meerkat so that he could not just have a conversation with him, but also check in with him on meerkat. You could do a live impromptu interview there.
Hey, that'd be pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do we do it?
Well, you have to download the app.
Yeah, download the app. But if you're going to be a presenter, that's the part I don't know how to do. We'll have to figure that one out. But I think I think I can.
Wow.
Because I'm from the new generation, not the old generation.
I remember Jurassic Park originally.
But you know what?
Not the original movie, but when dinosaurs really roamed the earth.
Nice, nice. Well, yes. Breakthrough Entertainment's Cannibalism Show. Trisha, you got to go see Green Inferno.
Yes. I found out I do. Yeah, and I was just thinking it was just going to be blood, guts, and gore.
Well, that's in there. That's in there.
That's
it's just not
there.
Just.
But because it's
okay.
So often I feel like horror films get so caught up in that they totally miss out on a storyline. And this one I heard has got a lot of intrigue and a lot of good story.
Adventure, yes.
An adventure. So, I'm definitely looking forward to seeing that. I really wanted to see one of the other shows, but I was in California and not able to see it. I was looking everywhere to see if I could find a place that it was playing, and that was the Brilliant Young Mind.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think you guys would really like that, Dave and you.
Yeah. I love that.
It really sounded great, and I know we're going to talk about that later in the show. But I'm actually going to take off because I am en route to an adventure, Greg will be coming back. I just wanted to make sure I talked.
I hope that you enjoy your adventure and enjoy sex with strangers today.
And yes, I will.
Excellent.
Ciao. Yes. Great job.
Take care.
Green Inferno, definitely.
Yes, Green Inferno. And you know what? Also, you can always go to London and you can have a little priest.
I thought they outlawed that.
Helena Bonham Carter and Johnny Depp are going to take us out of our segment from Sweeney Todd, the Demon Barber of Fleet Street.
I saw Black Mass.
Oh, yeah, we saw Black Mass.
All right.
I saw it, too.
We'll talk a little bit in a little while.
And this is Little Priest.
Then again, they don't
Little come, Priest.
Yeah, you can have a little bit of Little Priest. Listen to the lyrics here. Of course,
awful lot of fat.
There's an awful lot of fat.
Only where it's
fat.
This is Little Priest. And it is Breakthrough Entertainment Live, 1480 AM, KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona.
I don't like poet either.
We'll be
Try the Priest.
Right back.
Lawyer's rather nice.
If it's for a price.
Order something else out of follow, since no one should swallow it twice.
Anything that's lean?
Well then, if you're British and loyal, you might enjoy Royal Marine. Anyway, it's clean.